Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
We call us hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry. I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shots.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert. APP. What a ding-a-ling. Linsanity. I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan, you got plenty of money. Get you a driver. Bump that. Side pieces. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome, welcome to BSS Carolinas. Of course, I am Rocky. Joining me today is ZZ.
How's everybody doing?
Yeah, he don't have a lot of love right now.
Yeah, he ain't got a lot going on. He's got
our last show. He spent a lot of energy, spewed a lot of hatred and venom towards Kevin Love.
Well, dude, we all did. Well, except for you, I guess.
I ain't mad at Kevin Love. Stop letting LeBron get away with that stuff.
We ain't letting LeBron get away with nothing.
Don't let him off the hook.
Hey, man, we talking about college.
Hey.
I ain't got time for Kevin Love no more.
I'm just one last thing about Kevin Love. You know, if LeBron goes 2-8, I just in the finals, it's going to be sad. I'm just saying.
We want to see him get one for the land, don't we?
I want to see him get one for Cleveland.
Get one for land. I don't think he's going to get it, though.
Not 6, not 7.
Maybe one.
Hey, that's still got to be the dumbest thing ever.
Let's go from one guy that can't win a championship to people that can win. So we're talking some college sports today. We got college basketball we're going to talk about. We got our cash money players of the week. We got two words for you, and we got Bon Voyage. Of course, we'll get to. I might even talk some baseball. But let's go see who you're sitting at the bar this week. I hope you guys got somebody. Now I'm sitting here talking to you, drunk and on the run. I'm sitting at a bar on the inside, waiting for my ride on the outside. Who you sitting at the bar with? In the trailer park, so I jacked the keys to her father's car. And crashed that Chevrolet and then stepped away. All right. Y'all got anybody this week?
I do. I am sitting at the bar with Marcus Mariota.
Is he old enough to drink yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. But
you hope so.
I hope so. No, I'm sitting at the bar with Marcus Mariota because I really would like to get his opinion on Mike Mularkey. That's what I would like to know.
And he would give you the politically correct answer. I love Coach.
I love Coach.
He's been great for my career. I love that guy.
I love Coach. I love Coach.
He's wonderful.
I love Coach. Just I love Coach. No, man. I just, you know, honest opinion, because you know you get honest opinions at bars. I'd really like to know what Marcus Mariota feels like.
Get a few
like.
Drinks and be like, oh, that Mularkey guy sucks.
You know, but, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not sitting at the bar with anybody spectacular today.
I'm sitting at the bar with the real Scott Eli. How you feeling, man? The Nationals are taking all your players. First, it was Daniel Murphy. Now they signed your winner, Cespedes. What are the Mets going to do next season? They're going to be back in the cellar, not getting no wins as a team. Sorry, Scott.
Oh,
but here's
man.
A drink to make up for it.
Oh, man. It's tough this week. I was sitting here debating, you know, who I hang out with.
Here, I thought you were sitting at the bar with the person who started the petition for Manziel.
No, fuck that. Screw that, man. I'm going to go with my group of musicians first. I'm going to go with David Bowie. And I know Glenn Frey of the Eagles. And who was the other singer that passed away this week or last week? There was one more. Or no, was the actor.
Alan Rickman.
I got to sit with Hans Gruber. I'm sitting with those three at the bar up in heaven. You know, we're having a beer. We're having some vodka. It's the bar in heaven.
You can't drink that hard liquor in the pearly white gates, man. You maybe have a little wine.
I like how he said up in heaven. Like he the only person that got a pass to go up there whenever he wants.
No, I ain't saying like, that. I'm
gonna go up to heaven today.
I'm gonna get on the show.
If y'all need me, just call my heavenly cell phone, and I'll go ahead and, you know, shoot you down a text.
No, I'm sitting with them three today. You know, we're talking about good times. We're talking about Alan Rickman's, and tell me which movie he really liked doing better.
We already know.
If he liked Hans Gruber in Die Hard or Harry Potter, which one he liked better?
He liked Robin Hood. What he liked.
Screw that. Men in tights.
No. But yes, that would be who I'm sitting at the bar with this week. Moving on from the bar, tell me your Mount Rushmore of college head coaches. It can be soccer, it can be basketball, it can be football, and you know, there's not a lot of head coaches Mount Rushmores. There's a lot of college football and basketball and other stuff. Who do you guys have on your four? It can only be four.
All right. So, one right off the top is Nick Saban.
Tippy.
I'm sorry. I'm a football guy, so that's why he's up there. Number two is Coach K. I mean, just nipping at the heels, Coach K. Number three, I kind of agree with you, probably Bear Bryant. You have him at two. And then number four is Dean Smith.
And it doesn't matter. Any order you want to put him in, it doesn't matter.
I mean, that's mine. It's Nick Saban, Bear Bryant, Coach K, Dean Smith.
Right. Big shot.
Coach K.
Of course.
Go figure.
Jim Valvano.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that dude, I ain't even put him on mine. I really wanted to put him up there. He's number five or six for me. I put Dean Smith to have him, but he's right there with him.
John Wooden. I just don't like Nick Saban.
You got a lot. It doesn't matter. You got a lot of college basketball coaches.
I'm more of a college basketball fan than I am a college football fan.
So you ain't got no love for any college football coaches?
Look at him. He's struggling. He knows it's Nick Saban, but he's struggling.
He wants to say Saban, but he's not.
Jimmy Johnson.
At Miami?
You know, yes. A coach that I really want to put
or
on
Lou
there.
Or Lou Holtz? Lou Holtz.
A coach I really want to put up there, and I don't think he gets the credit that he deserves, and I always forget his name, is the coach for the women's Huskies basketball.
Oh, Gino Auriemma.
I really want to put him up there, but because and I hate to say this, but because he coaches women's and they
let's not disrespect the women's
basketball.
Yeah,
I don't want to disrespect
that man is a hell of a recruit.
But I wish Mount Rushmore was five because he really deserves to be up there.
You know, he's a good coach, but because it is women's basketball, no disrespect to women's basketball, but the names on this list, I can't go ahead. I can't diminish. First and foremost for me, John Wooden, 29 years coaching Indiana State for 2 years, the rest at UCLA. He was 664, 162 in 29 years, 804 winning percentage, 16 NCAA tournaments, 47-10, 12 Final Fours, 10 championships. In 10 championships, dude. Bottom line, championships put you on the Mount Rushmore. Bear Bryant, you know, Kentucky, Maryland. I didn't realize he coached Maryland, Kentucky, and A&M. 25 years at Alabama, overall 323, 85, and 17. 29 bowl games in 38 years is amazing. 15, 12, and 2 postseason, but 6 national titles. I mean – to me, he's number two on the list. Nick Saban, 20 years, 196 and 60-1 in 20 years. Five national titles in 20 years is just unbelievable. And then my fourth one's Coach K, 41 years at Duke and Army, in case you didn't know. 10-32-315, 31 years NCAA tournament in 40 out of 41 years, 12 Final Fours, 5 championships. Those are my top four.
I don't think that's a good percentage. Coaching. 5 championships in 41 years. That's
college basketball, dude.
Let me stop playing.
I mean, but there's a lot of honorable mentions. I mean, yeah. Bobby Bowden, of course.
Bob Knight.
Jim Calhoun, Jim Boeheim.
Yeah.
My man Calipari over in Kentucky.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
Rick Pitino.
Well, not just y'all were thinking college, like Urban Meyer.
Not quite yet.
He needs some more championships.
Maybe because I'm a homer.
He's only got one.
Maybe because I'm a homer.
Titles. Okay. He needs some more rings. But no,
Urban Meyer, definitely.
You know, let's talk. Oh, yeah. We got to talk about the women against Sylvia Hatchell at UNC. Kay Yao at NC State.
The women's coach at Tennessee.
Norm Sloan at NC State because Pat Summitt. Norm Sloan was a head coach at NC State when they beat UCLA during that big run. You know, there's a lot of Dean Smith.
I put Dean Smith on mine.
You know, there's a lot of coaches we can add as a alternative.
I mean, hell, Roy Williams. Pat Summitt, absolutely.
No, Pat Summitt, Gino, you said. Yeah. There's a lot of good coaches you could put up here. But, you know, I want four coaches that coach all sports. You know, the soccer coach for UNC.
Well, I always forget.
They're winning championships all the time.
The head coach for Oklahoma in the 80s.
Barry Switzer. Yeah. Jimmy Johnson's a great one, you know.
Yeah, for the U.
Well, not just the U, but football in general.
NFL. Yeah. He changed the game.
Trust me, he's one of my favorites of all time. But, you know. You know, and you said Jimmy V, so there you go.
Yeah, Jimmy V.
But, yeah, next week we're going to do a Mount Rushmore of NBA players.
Okay.
Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, man.
All right.
Wow.
Mount Rushmore NBA.
That's tough.
I think I got mine, man, but it's been so many great NBA players,
that's
man.
That's tough. That's definitely going to be an opinion-based.
And depending on what era you grew up in and who you saw play.
Be fair. That's all I ask. Be fair.
Well, see, even with that era thing, though, there's probably only going to be, like, between the three of us, I'm probably only going to have one person on mine that y'all wouldn't put on yours because three of mine are y'all era.
I mean, I want to put Steph Curry on my Mount Rushmore.
Not yet.
Why not?
Not yet. Come on, man. He's been in the league 4 years. Come on.
He's been in the league 7 years.
Seven? I thought it was four.
Yeah,
it was
seven.
Seven?
He only played four.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
He didn't play the first three, really, because he was practicing dribbling. All those shots, he was dead. But, no, we can do that. I mean, I'm just – you know, don't forget the 60s. Don't forget the 70s, 80s, 90s,
2000s. We know Bill, Wilt, Kareem,
all
Big
these
O.
Great guys, man.
Earl
Jerry
Monroe.
West, you know, there's a lot of great ones we can talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Going to talk one college football news, Big 12 wins NCAA vote to have a Big 12 title game next year.
Thank God.
They better because Oklahoma was lucky to hold on to that fourth seed.
Thank God.
And Big 12 needs to do something. I mean, get with the program.
they need a championship game. This whole – oh, well, we won majority
and
games.
And the way the Oklahoma got embarrassed as the only Big 12 representative, maybe Baylor or TCU would have had a little better chance. Just saying.
I agree. They needed it. It's about time. Moving to college basketball, ACC, number 5, UNC will move up.
Well, they're number two right now.
Okay. Yeah. They're 16-2, 5-0 ACC overall. They beat NC State 67-55. All I'll say about the game, we don't have enough talent. We played tough in the first half and got blown out the second half.
They blew Wake Forest out last night. Yeah. So they're the only ACC team left undefeated in division play.
Carolina is so strong, man. They're experienced. They're talented. They probably have the best point guard in the country with Marcus Page.
Page is a beast.
And Meeks and Johnson on the boards. I mean, Johnson had, what, 39 and 23 2 weeks ago? I mean, Jesus. Carolina is got – they're my favorite right now to win it all. Hate saying that because I just don't like the Tar Heels.
I mean, you know they my favorite to win it all.
Looking at it objectively, Kansas can compete. Oklahoma can compete. Michigan State, they got to rediscover themselves. Well, but we know what they do. We know what they do tournament time. And that's all that's going to really matter, what you do tournament time.
I think, like you said it earlier, their experience is showing now. But their experience and their comfortability with being in the tournament because they have older players is what's going to put them over the top. I think these teams that have a lot of one-and-dones, Duke, Kansas, Kentucky, some of the other staples in the tournament, as of late, LSU's been a staple in the tournament. I think their immaturity and their inexperience is going to hurt
them. And Duke and Kentucky are really hurting this year because of what they lost. I mean, Duke lost pretty much their starting five from last year. Same with Kentucky.
Yep. Same with Kansas. Kansas lost a lot of guys, too.
It just hurts, man.
But they had Seldon come back. They had a lot of people come
back.
Perry
Ellis came back.
Yeah.
So Kansas still has experience.
To me, this is going to be the year I think one of these non-top 20 teams is going to make it to the Final Four and maybe the championship game, and maybe win it. Because you got a team like Iowa that's number 9 that's come out of nowhere. They blew out Michigan State. They blew it twice. I think they blew out Michigan State twice. They have come up out of nowhere, and they're 14-3 right now. No, they're 14-3. Texas A&M, 15-2.
Watch out for Villanova.
Villanova, Virginia. 13-4, yeah. They're a sleeper. I mean, they were ranked number 2 preseason, and now they fell back a little bit. Miami, Louisville, Butler, Iowa State, who just had a blowout win this
Clemson,
week.
Clemson's playing good basketball.
Clemson's 12-6, but 5-1 ACC. You never – I'm telling you, this is the year. South Carolina's 16-1. They got one loss, you know. Duke is now number 20. But college basketball is so deep this year. The talent is everywhere. I mean, there's so many good players.
But at the end of the day, the coaches with the experience that won national championships and the better talent should win.
But the way this is this year, I don't think that's going to happen. There's a team from Ohio, Oakland. I don't know if you guys seen Oakland. They almost beat Michigan State.
The Oakland Bears?
Yeah.
Well, we can't forget about the Cyclones either. Iowa State just beat the bricks off of Oklahoma.
There's some really good players out here on some teams and really good teams that are playing as teams. So the NCAA tournament is going to be insane this year.
It's going to be fun. Your bracket's going to be blown up.
Ain't nobody.
Ain't no perfect bracket coming out this year, man.
It wasn't won last year. I still won. I'm just saying.
I was just happy my team won the national championship last year.
I just wanted Wofford to win.
Wofford.
Fucking Wyoming.
You could pick them again?
I will if they come out, man. I probably will. We'll see what happens.
Watch out for Northern Iowa, too, man. Yeah. The Northern Iowa Panthers. They might have a chance to make a little noise.
You know, even like NC State, man. We beat Pittsburgh last night, who was 15-3 and 4-2 to ACC. We beat them on their home court. The ACC tournament's going to be insane. So watch out. Like you said, Clemson, they play at Virginia, so it's a big game coming. No, they play home to Pittsburgh coming up.
People are forgetting Clemson just dropped 3 top 10 teams in a row.
Right.
And Virginia Tech has played well,
I was getting ready to get Virginia Tech. They're 12-6, 4-1 ACC. They got Sunday home to UNC. They beat UNC. Watch out.
Watch out.
You know, Wednesday they play home to Louisville. Some really good games. You
really can't
up.
Forget Syracuse either.
No, you can't forget Syracuse. You can't forget Louisville. I mean, Louisville's 14-3, 3-1.
Well, they're having a little issues because their prostitutes aren't there.
Sorry to bring that up. Yeah, I hear you. Wednesday at Virginia Tech. Duke's, 14-4, 3-2. They got NC State's Saturday, a huge game. And then Monday, home to Miami.
NC State always plays Duke tough in Cameron Indoor, man.
Yeah, it's
going to
be a blowout.
I don't think it'll be a blowout. It's going to be a really competitive, close game.
I just think at the end of the day,
Cat Barber's going to have to put up 50.
Duke needs to rebound. They cannot rebound at all.
Yeah. I think at the end of the day, it's going to come down to experience. It's going to come down to knowing situation, knowing atmosphere. UNC, man, this is championship, baby.
I know you're going to UNC, but, dude, you got – I'm telling you, this is the year.
You shush your mouth at UNC.
I don't think it's UNC.
Them Tar Heelians.
You
the
shush.
The wine and cheese crowd.
My favorite is going to be Oklahoma.
You shush your face. Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Buddy Hield. I love that guy.
I want to see after all the tournaments are the conference tournaments in and who gets what and who's bracketed against what. Then you'll have a good idea of, all right, this team got
– I don't care, UNC.
I mean, we still got an undefeated San Diego State team that came and made the tournament.
Has SMU lost yet?
SMU is
who I'm thinking.
Oh, okay.
They can't even make the tournament.
They can't make the tournament. SMU's undefeated.
Thank you, Larry Brown. We appreciate
it. So Larry Brown did that. But the college, I'm telling you, college basketball this year is going to be insane.
I love these college teams that go undefeated the first year they can't do anything. Ohio State did it a few years ago.
I mean, the ACC, dude, you might get 10 teams in the tournament. I mean, because if, you know, Virginia Tech might make it and Miami or Virginia Tech and Clemson might make it and they're 12-7.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if all of the ACC makes the tournament.
Well, you get 68 teams Boston in the
College
tournament.
So. Well, yeah, I mean, at Boston College. Yeah.
You get those 68 teams, I think ACC should have at least 7. Right?
I think they'll get more than that, dude. At least seven.
And you don't keep Coach K out. Even if they lose in the
right
first
now,
round,
you
don't keep Coach
K. If you went with top 7, Virginia and Duke would be left out.
Ooh.
If you went with top 7.
That's crazy.
That's what's insane. I mean, Virginia is 8-9.
Well, if Duke,
then Syracuse is next, and then Florida State.
If Duke makes the tournament and they win in the first round, watch out, because that's Duke's thing: is they lose in the first round or they win it all.
If they play really well, they can make a Sweet 16.
But there's some other. I mean, Big 12. You got Baylor's 15-3, 5-1 in the conference. No one's talking about Baylor right now. The Big Ten, Indiana's undefeated in the Big Ten, and no one's talking about them. I was undefeated in the Big Ten. Maryland's right there all year. So, yeah, I mean, the tournament's going to be insane this year.
Okay, really question. If you don't have the number one pick, say Ben Simmons goes first, which he's probably going to go first, who do you take after Ben Simmons?
Paige.
Really? Marcus Paige?
If you're a team that needs a guard. If you're a team that needs a guard, yeah, I take Paige.
The veteran guard.
The reason I take Paige is because he's a guy – undersized don't – I mean
– kind of undersized, not the greatest shooter, not
but
as fast.
He can handle the ball real well. And in the NBA, you don't necessarily need a guard that can shoot. You need a guard that can pass. And Paige can pass the ball. He handles the ball very well. He commands the floor very well. And if you are not a Sixers, because, you know, to hell with them. But if you're maybe a Sacramento, or if you're maybe a New Orleans, or, you know, one of those teams that needs a young, healthy guard to go along with one of their bigger players, that, like, for instance, a ball-dominant controlling guard would help Cousins, would help him. Because he wouldn't feel like he has to do it all.
They got that with Rajon Rondo. And Rondo was three times the defender of Marcus Paige.
Rondo's a dick, though. Nobody likes Rondo. You know, he's an asshole.
Who would you take?
Right now, Sixers, they got Ben Simmons. And then Brandon Ingram going to the Lakers. Dragan Bender going to Boston.
BCA?
Henry Ellison, Marquette, Minnesota, Phoenix Suns, Chris Dunn from Providence, who's good. Jaylen Brown from Cal, going to Denver. Jamal Murray, Kentucky, going to New Orleans.
Where they got Buddy Hield on the list?
Wow, he ain't getting in the top 10. Jacob Polite from Utah, that big center, going to Milwaukee. Portland Trail Blazers going with Kentucky freshman Scal
Labissiere.
Yeah.
He failed.
And then top 10, Sacramento, Wade Baldwin, Vanderbilt, soft guard. Damn, where's Buddy Hield?
So they got him at a guard. They got Sacramento taking a guard. But
yeah. I'm trying to find – Hield is going 15 to Utah.
Damn. Right,
is where they got him going.
Yeah. The thing about the NBA, they frown upon players that
– stay 4 years.
3-4 years.
Yeah.
They, if you had the talent to play, you come out.
Well, he really didn't come in his own until last year. Now he's really shining.
Yeah. I like the Brandon Ingram pick. He reminds me so much of a kid that played at Texas 8 years ago who was really skinny but could shoot lights out, and it worked out pretty good for that kid.
They got Grayson Allen going to the Clippers.
Grayson Allen needs to stay in school, man.
Yeah. But, no, I agree with you. To me, I mean, they got Valentine going Golden State with the last pick in the first round.
That was it.
To me, I would go with – it depends on the team. What team am I picking?
Yeah,
with
that's
first
how,
pick?
Yeah.
Ben Simmons, no matter what, he's going to go – let's say the Lakers mess around. I mean, the Sixers do get the first pick. They take Ben Simmons.
I'm going Brandon Ingram.
You're going to take Brandon Ingram? Yeah. I think Brandon Ingram is the right fit, man.
I think it's too early.
He's 6'10", shoot it from anywhere. And like I said, he reminds me of the skinny kid out of Texas, 6'10", could shoot it from anywhere. The only knock on him was he was too skinny. He's bulked up a lot, and it's worked out for that team.
I think it's too early. You know, it's gonna depend. I know the NBA frowns on, you know, players that stay 3-4 years, but at the end of the day,
I mean, it worked out for Tim Duncan.
Yeah, it's worked out for a few players that have stayed. You know, I mean, Ty Lawson stayed, 3 years at UNC? Because he didn't.
3 years.
Yeah, 3 years, and he's been a quality.
He's been
a quality basketball player. You know, and you get these guys who, when they stay 4 years and you get them, they're already 21, 22 years old. They're mature. They know how to learn. They know how to play.
The thing is, are you scared that they've already hit their ceiling and there's no room for growth then?
But if that's,
they've already maxed out their potential.
But if that's the case, then you don't draft them at all, and they shouldn't be in the NBA. Because if at 22 years old you've hit your ceiling, you're not going to make it in the NBA anyways, whether you go at 18 or 22. Because if you're 18 years old and you hit your ceiling at 22 in the NBA, you're not going to make it anyways.
But you've had 3 or 4 years in the league then.
But does that raise your ceiling, though?
Well, most people come into their own about 3 years into the league.
But does that raise your ceiling? You know, if you hit your ceiling at 22 years old, whether that's 3 extra years in college or 3 years in the NBA, your ceiling is your ceiling.
I mean, I feel like Frank Kaminsky has reached his full potential. I don't see Frank Kaminsky getting any better than he is now.
We all said that him getting drafted in the first round was because of how good the team was. None of us said that he was going to be a tremendous NBA player. He was a terrific college player, and he is a sixth, seventh man at best in the NBA. He is not something you build your team around. He is not something you turn down 9 draft picks for.
He is a sixth man.
He is a solid sixth man who will give you 8 to 10 points and 6 to 7 rebounds a night. Because other than that, he's soft. He's afraid to play hard. And that's just what it is. He's not going to go down low and bang with a Bogut, a Green, a Duncan, a Moscow. He's just not going to do it.
Not just that, but he can't stand out and guard somebody.
No.
Or get low and
you want a 7-footer, like, you know, who can shoot like Dirk Nowitzki? There you go. That's what you got. But he can't
shoot like Dirk.
But he can't do nothing else. That's all he can do. He's afraid to drive the lane. He wants to ride around on his hoverboard.
I can't believe we still drafted him, and, you know, especially with the guys we could have got, Winslow and Booker. But, you know, it's all right.
It doesn't always work out for the kids who stay, but I think for a player like Paige, it's going to work out. Because as Rocky said, he came into his own last year, which means if he came into his own last year, he's going to have a year or two in the NBA before he would have hit his ceiling.
Well, with Paige, I think he may have hit his ceiling too, because look at what Carolina players in the NBA. Carolina players as point guards in the NBA haven't worked out.
Well, you can say that about a lot of them.
Raymond Felton, Ty Lawson.
Ty Lawson has had a good career.
A good career, but – like I said,
I mean,
I'm talking about there's been some very Rashawn McCants. There's
Wayne Ellington.
You know, we had Jerry Stackhouse had good years, not great years like he should have, but they're, I'm just saying, Carolina
how
players.
How many great guards have we had that came out of Duke?
Hey, I can say the same thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Actually, Grant Hill. I'm sorry.
I think
Kyrie Irving.
Well, Kyrie, but there's Kyrie two. Irving. There's two. You know, and Kyrie Irving was a better player in college than Ty Lawson was any. Well, not really. He didn't play a whole lot. But, you know, Grant Hill was phenomenal in college.
A lot of these college players hit their ceilings in college. And I think Paige might be one of those guys. I hope not, because I thought Kendall Marshall was
but
great.
Even if he did, though, even if Paige has hit his ceiling, he's still going to be a solid NBA
he can be
player.
A solid,
he can be, a solid
come-off-the-bench
yeah,
guard,
he'll
I
be,
feel like.
He'll be a solid
I don't think
player.
He'll be a solid
I think
me,
he should be a second-round
pick. A good player
though,
is a first-round pick.
Okay.
Is a first-round
pick. And
first
in the starter. NBA.
In the NBA, a starter is good. All right. A great player is, goes to the All-Star game every year and everything. It's a Kyrie Irving.
But see, you know, I kind of see Paige, you know, thinking about it, I see Paige's NBA career going a very similar J.J. Redick NBA career. Everybody thought he was going to come out of Duke with the way he shot and the way he handled the ball and just really take over. But what did he do?
But the way he shoot, he doesn't shoot the way J.J. Redick shoots. J.J., his has always had that
no,
shot.
But he,
Marcus Paige.
No, I'm saying had, his career, you know, where it's he can start if you need him to, but once he got to the NBA, Redick realized that he was not a starter.
If you want me to pick one person off of this Carolina team that could be the best NBA player.
Oh, Kennedy Meeks.
Wrong.
I think
wrong.
It's Kennedy Meeks.
It won't be him. It won't be Marcus Paige. It won't be – it'll be Bryce.
It'll be Bryce,
okay.
Bryce Johnson.
Okay.
Absolutely. Because 39-23 screams NBA.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That screams NBA player.
I think Kennedy Meeks is going to have
Meeks,
weight issues.
That's one thing.
That's what scares me about him.
He has not dominated since he's been there. I haven't. Yeah, I don't watch a lot of Carolina games.
He was playing really well this year, and then he got hurt. And his weight is probably going to be
weight,
a thing. If
it's
he
like
wants
Sean May,
if he wants to do the
that's
work and stay and stay in shape, he'll have a really good career. But he's going to have to work at it.
He's going to be Sean May in NBA, I think. Couple years, he'll get drafted by the Hornets. Woo woo! We got another UNC player. Oh, there you go. Ship him off.
I mean, if Bryce Johnson could be a little better than John Henson, John Henson is a very serviceable player for the Milwaukee Bucks. Then I think he'll.
I think Bryce Johnson's got a chance to be one of the best ones they've had come out of Carolina
in a while.
We'll see. I mean, because of the size and the shooting ability, I think he'll be the best one to come out in a long time. Yeah. Let's go into cash money.
Believe it, please. You already smell me, man. I smell like money. I smell green. Team invasion, daddy. Southern smoke.
All I ever wanted was some cash. All right, who's your cash money players of the week?
All right, so I feel bad because I forgot his name, but hopefully y'all can help me out.
Oh, I'm sure we can.
And the reason I'm going boxing. And it is the WBC heavyweight champ.
Fury?
The black dude over the weekend.
I
knocked old boy clean out. And they almost fought like a night before. He's an American. I think it's terrific that we have an American WBC heavyweight champ. But he fought a Polish dude. And he just knocked him clean the hell out. And I thought that was awesome. He's my cash money player.
Dante Wilder.
Wilder, yeah. I mean, just knocked old boy clean out.
Deontay, I'm sorry.
And that boy, I mean, he's.
There's the punch right there. Yeah, look at his face.
Bro, just put him down, dude. That dude's. He's for real.
Okay. Yeah.
That's my cash money right there. All
right.
For me, it's the Carolina Panthers.
He said player. Player.
Well, we got players.
It can be team.
We got players. They get a team award. We four quarters from the Super Bowl. Come on. We got to dab our way on through, man. Come on now. Let's get it.
Is that it?
That's it.
For me, Blackhawks, Patrick Kane, Flames center, Sam Bennett, Kings, Anze Kapar, NHL's three stars of the week. Kapitar actually signed an 8-year, $80 million extension with the Kings.
You get $80 million for the National Hiking League?
Dude, there's people who got 12-year contracts.
How can you 10, hike 12. For that long?
Dude, you can hike forever for $10 million a year. Detroit Pistons retired Ben Wallace jersey last week.
B-dub.
Nice.
LeBron was more worried about that. So, Baltimore Orioles signed Chris Davis to a 7-year, $161 million.
He is getting paid through 2037.
Yeah.
Hey, he'll get paid the same amount of time as Bobby Bonilla.
That is crazy.
Kemba Walker scores a franchise record 52 points versus Jazz. And Patrick Kane again scores his 30th goal of the season, ties his highest in career. And a couple other ones, Ohio State and Nike agree to a 15-year contract extension. So they're going to get paid as university. And Jimmy Butler scoring 53 versus the Sixers, breaking Jordan's second half record.
Man, 53.
Yeah, it's against the Sixers, though.
So. It's still 53.
I'm not discrediting
points.
It.
We love playing now, Philadelphia.
If I go out to the Y, I put up 50 points, I'm going to scream.
If you put up 50 points at the Y, I'm going to ask why nobody else was playing. Because I know you by yourself.
That ain't true. I can put up 53.
I'm going to tell you to put the Fisher Price goal away is what
I'm
going to tell you to do.
I'm like the microwave. I'm like Vinnie Johnson.
Come in on fire.
Yeah, that's right. I come in on fire because I'm serving mozzarella sticks.
Calm down.
Anyway, let's move on to we'll talk baseball real fast. D. Gordon signed a 5-year, $80 million extension with the Marlins. Justin Upton signed with the Tigers, 6-year, $132 million. He got paid. Giannis, you talked about signing with the Nationals. A lot of money. A lot of cheddar.
Pass the cheese.
Yeah. Let's go into two words.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
I don't know what them two words were, but
I know what they were.
Cam Newton ripping the 12th man flag out of a fan's hand.
Childish.
Protect house.
Security guard. Best paid security guard in the league. Tom Brady versus Peyton Manning in another championship game.
Winner take all.
Enjoy it, because this may be the last time you see it.
This the last one.
I want to use a three-letter word, but I ain't going to use it because that'd be really harsh. Please stop. I'm done.
Please stop what?
Stop getting the championship games. Come on.
Tell the AFC to get better.
This is not this is not the Peyton Manning I want to see in the championship game. Detroit Lions take an interim off Jim Bob Cooter title. He's no longer interim coach. He is the permanent
official
OC. Jim Bob Cooter.
So I don't got two words for it. I don't have two words.
Jim Bob Cooter.
I don't have two words.
Best name.
He's gonna
all time.
He's gonna get a sponsorship by Natty Ice. This is
ridiculous. Chip Kelly coaching the 49ers.
Jesus Christ!
What? Why?
Woo.
Jesus Christ!
Back to college soon. No, it's four, but still. DC Legends of Tomorrow. Have y'all seen?
What's that, a TV show?
Yeah, it's the new show coming out. It starts tonight, actually. DC Legends of Tomorrow is all, like, White Canary, a bunch of the other, the Atom, a bunch of the legends are going
to
be on the show.
Yeah, I work too much to watch TV.
Yeah, I know. Legends of Tomorrow.
Legends of Tomorrow.
I'm a legend of today.
Watch tomorrow.
Watch tomorrow.
Must see. Just saying, must see. WWE Royal Rumble.
Roman Reigns.
Really?
You think he's I think Triple H is going to make a surprise appearance and come eliminate everybody and become the next WWE World Heavyweight Champion.
All right. Anything? Who cares? Is that one for you?
Right. Stone Cold, yeah.
Stone Cold,
yeah. You gotta come in and start stunnering everybody.
AJ Styles, that's all I'll say. All right. I would say bon voyage. Hey. Bye, bye, bye. All right. You guys.
Bon voyage to just the past 2 weeks, man. We've seen a lot of people pass away in the last 2 weeks between actors, sports analysts, coaches, players. I mean, good Lord, this man, we have seen a lot of people pass away. I hope it slows down and just stops altogether. So, you know, man, bon voyage to the San Francisco 49ers season that hasn't even started yet. Your coach is Chip Kelly. You guys are going to suck again. Bon voyage to the Tennessee Titans upcoming season. You hired Mike Mularkey as the coach. You guys are going to suck again. Bon voyage to the Mets, too. You guys are going to suck.
They still got the pitching staff.
Yeah.
Well, they ain't got no hitters.
You better hope them pitchers pitch no-nos every night.
Wow. Bon voyage to this week's episodes of the Breakdown Sports Show. Catch us every week.
That's right. Real fast, Derrick Henry declares for NFL draft. Reggie Wayne retires finally. Joakim Noah's out 4 to 6 months, basically the whole season, I think.
Separated
now.
Shoulder.
Dislocated shoulder.
He got the Kevin Love thing, huh?
Yep. Former Colts coach Teddy Marchibroda passed away at 84.
Teddy.
I miss Teddy. Edmonton Oilers' Ryan Nugent-Hopkins sustains long-term injury. He's out a month. And then hoverboards at Panthers facility are banned.
Well, it was a story that Ron Rivera caught them racing down the hallway on them.
They
go up to 12 miles an hour.
Why is this a problem come NFC Championship week?
Because
why
the team
is this not banned
is
at the beginning
of the season? They are young. They are stupid.
You know who that is? Cam Newton.
Well, I mean, it's cool in the preseason, but we 2 games from the Super Bowl. Right. We need you healthy.
Can you imagine somebody getting hurt with that?
Could you imagine Cam Newton getting hurt with that?
Or getting blown up for being on one, because you know those things catch fire.
It's the cheap ones. Cheap ones catch fire.
No, they all do. They're dangerous. Don't let your sons play with those at home.
I'm buying one for myself.
I am too. We'll race them after the show.
Right.
I'm a watch. Right. I'm not getting my fat ass on one of those.
Oh, I'll get on one. I'll probably fall down. I'll be like Mike Tyson.
I need to get me a button back pad, though.
Yeah, I need something to stand me up. All right. That's the end of the show. Thank you guys for watching, tuning in. Catch us next week. You guys got anything?
Love y'all. You know, live life, love sports, baby.
Sports is life.
And catch us anywhere. Have a good week. Stop it.